WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. An Aggie serving as an assistant district attorney east of Dallas was murdered yesterday morning. Mark Hassey, a member of the A&M class of 1977, was gunned down as he was walking across the parking lot behind the courthouse annex. D.A. Mike McClellan says Hassey was a lawyer that will not easily be replaced.
Kaufman County, the state of Texas, and especially my office, has suffered a devastating loss today. We lost a really, really good man.
Attorney Eric Smenner worked with and against Hassey and says he often prosecuted defendants involved with organized crime and members of the Aryan Brotherhood.
My first thought was it certainly had to be retaliation for something that he'd handled professionally, because he's such a nice guy, I couldn't imagine that he'd have any kind of problem with anyone personally.
Kaufman County authorities said Dallas County District Attorney Craig Watkins was wrong when he said there was an arrest. Hassey formerly worked for Watkins. Some who have water permits in Brazos and surrounding counties are being warned that they might have to reduce consumption or go without.
Due to the drought, Dow Chemical last November exercised its 70-year-old status as a senior water permit holder to continue full consumption. That forced those with junior permits to use less or no water. Dow lifted their order last week, removing restrictions for the time being. At this week's meeting of the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, Commissioner Carlos Rubenstein of Austin warned junior permit holders to be ready as drought conditions continue.
We need to continue driving the point home that, you know, if you're a junior, you need to understand what that means. The juniors need to recognize that they're juniors and that they are subject to being curtailed and that they have certain obligations back to us.
Last November's original order was modified twice to ease restrictions for some permit holders who lived in areas where the drought was not as severe. The commission asked staff to keep that in mind when Dow and other senior permit holders make future declarations if drought conditions continue. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's a three-day weekend for the seven men and seven women chosen to hear Brazos County's first capital murder trial of the year. The selection of 12 jurors and two alternates finished yesterday in the case of Stanley Robertson of College Station. Opening statements are scheduled for Monday morning. Robertson is accused of kidnapping Annie Tolliver, his ex-girlfriend's mother, in August of 2011 from the College Station Walmart. Tolliver was found in Fort Worth, stabbed to death. Top education leaders in the Texas Senate are slamming a curriculum system used in 70% of the state's school districts. However, the C-Scope system is not used in either Bryan or College Station. C-Scope offers web-based lesson plans and exams designed to help teachers adhere to the state educational requirements. Officials say it's designed to aid teachers while being flexible enough for them to alter its content to meet their individual needs. However, some teachers have complained C-Scope locks them into a rigid curriculum, and conservative activists say it promotes leftist ideology. A string of witnesses testified yesterday before the Senate Education Committee, repeatedly raising those concerns. Again, this is something that is not used in College Station or Bryan. House Speaker Joe Strauss announced committee appointments yesterday. John Rainey of Bryan is on the Appropriations, Higher Education, and Government Administration Committees.
Well, I feel like I've got some plums and committees that I can serve on that will really help our community.
Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station is on Agriculture and Livestock and Environmental Regulation Committees. Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham, whose district includes Burleson and Grimes counties, will chair the Public Health Committee and is a member of the County Affairs Committee. Trent Ashby of Lufkin, whose district includes Madison and Leon counties, is on the Appropriations and Natural Resources Committees. Online at WTAW.com is a full list. And look for a future acceleration in the renovation of Corps of Cadet dormitories at A&M. That was requested by Board of Regents member Jim Schwartner of Austin during yesterday's meeting.
My hope is we can figure out a way to accelerate this project, because we're doing one building a year so we don't displace too many students and because of revenue. But we have 12 total units, is that correct?
That's correct.
So the first unit will be 12 years old by the time we finish the last one. And my hope is that we can figure this out and do it quicker and faster down the road.
Chancellor John Sharp says there will be a radical ramp up in future upgrades.
Plan to do just that. This should be one of the last ones done like this before we do them all en masse.
The Regents approved the $15 million renovation of Leonard Hall. WTOW News Time is 7:10. It's 46 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck, because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-960-7761. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-960-7761. That's 1-800-960-7761.
There's a little old football game this Sunday that I know I don't want to miss, and with Suddenlink, you don't have to. You can take your TV even farther with TiVo Stream only from Suddenlink. It streams your shows to your iPad or iPhone, while your home network wirelessly transferred recorded content to your iPad, iPod, or iPhone, so you can take your shows with you and never miss a thing. Satellite customers really need to switch to Suddenlink now before they experience rate increases of up to $180 this year. Get $150 back when you ditch the dish and upgrade to Suddenlink today. And with Suddenlink, you can add high-speed internet, and you will have the fastest, most reliable connection in the area, all for as low as $30 a month when you bundle. How about home phone service? You get $25 a month for the rest of your life. That makes budgeting pretty easy, doesn't it? So, high-speed internet, as low as $30 a month. SL200 HDTV, $35 a month. Home phone, $25 a month for life when you bundle. Ditch the dish and call Suddenlink, 1-800-915-1866. 1-800-915-1866. Get hooked up today and tell them Kevin O'Connor said hey.
Here's David Schulte explaining the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
The Bulletproof Roof Guarantee is a concept that began with the fact that various products and service providers offer you warranties and guarantees. When you go to use those warranties and guarantees, you find out they're full of holes. They don't cover and protect you the way they should. We want to create a roof installation along with its warranties and guarantees that wouldn't be full of holes. In other words, bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof.
Hey, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got that for you. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Valley. Somebody new moves to town. You're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Weather pattern looking fairly tranquil for the next 3 to 5 days coming up. A forecast calling for partly sunny skies with occasional high mid-level clouds during today. Temperatures into the mid-60s, though not too bad this afternoon. Tonight, periods of clouds in upper 40s. Tomorrow should be a warm day, low 70s with a mix of clouds and sun. And then fair weather at night, about 45 or so. Sun and clouds during the day. Sunday, still pleasant, upper 60s to near 70 degrees. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Close one for the Aggie basketball team last night. The ladies played well and finally came out with a win. And A&M football celebrated at the Board of Regents meeting yesterday. All that and more coming up with sports at about 7:50.
Is there, like, I was trying to find like a Super Bowl theme song, and there's really not one.
Nope.
I don't think. I could just what?
Play the Olympics song.
No, that's not the same. No, this is, no. Because this is professional, And, of course, the Olympics is completely amateur. And these people in this football game make a lot of money, and people in the Olympics don't. So, yeah. This is, NBC Super Bowl XXVII. So that was a long time ago. That's 27. So that's 20 years ago.
Well, you know, it does kind of inspire me to make a bunch of chicken wings and kind of build a stadium out of folded over pieces of ham and turkey and cold cuts and other kinds of snacks. Have you ever seen a picture? Anyway.
Of something you've done?
No,
like that?
It's a picture.
It's a huge stadium made of food.
Yeah, cheese and I've saved it. I decided I would try to make it someday, but I haven't.
That's on your bucket list?
Yeah, to build a Super Bowl stadium out of cold cuts and cheese.
I would think so. Now,
what a romantic idea.
The Kevin just talking about on the Suddenly commercial, you know, how you can, the way we can watch this show is so different now. And I was reading yesterday, if you have a DVR that apparently you use that function 40 times during the Super Bowl game.
Oh, absolutely. If not more.
Okay, see, I don't watch the Super Bowl at my house. I go over to a friend's house and watch the Super Bowl.
Or you play poker or something,
first
don't
half,
you?
I do. Yeah, we play poker. At least till halftime. And then I come home, and if Jackie has any interest, then we watch some of it. But even then, never that I can recall have I once used that function to go back and see it again. Because they got time to show it like 28 times, you know.
Well, no, sometimes I've done it just to back it up for a commercial.
Oh, yeah, okay. I don't know. I'm not...
Well, we kind of have to know what we're talking about when we come in the next day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when I was on that other pop culture station,
yeah, right,
I had to kind of know what was going on. So
it's really all about work.
Unlike here where we... Hell, we have no idea what's going on, which is... See, isn't it much more fun to be blissfully ignorant, isn't it? See? That way you can make a mistake and go, well, I don't know, man.
Oh, no.
I don't know anything about that stuff. So, and of course, we... The whole commercial thing has gotten very interesting. I guess we'll talk about it later. We had mentioned how if they preview the commercials on YouTube, that it really works well as far as total number of views is concerned by a factor of like 6. But now we're, and I've got a list of them here someplace we'll go through. The people catching heat before the commercial comes out. And
catching a lot of heat in some cases.
I know they say there's no such thing as bad publicity, but not sure. Anyway, what we got to do is I promised to do this yesterday, and I didn't. What are the chances of that? Things you didn't know about nacho cheese.
Oh, yeah, I'm curious about that.
Remember, we were going to talk about that.
You did perk
my
interest.
So there we go. So today we're going to. So it's time for the game. That would be the professional National Football League World Championship game. Around $55 million spent on food for last year's National Football League World Championship game.
That's a lot of food.
It is. If the amount's the same this year, it will take 10 million man-hours to prepare, and it will be worth, of course, every minute. Nachos were invented by accident in a Mexican restaurant called, of course, the Victory Club, which is what I think of when you think of a Mexican restaurant.
First thing comes up.
Exactly. 1943, the chef was Ignacio Nacho Aña.
Oh, yeah. I've known several nachos.
Okay.
But I didn't know that it... Okay.
That's it. So there. So go into a Mexican restaurant and order some Ignacios today and see how that works out for you. Anyway, he needed to feed a group of military wives who had arrived in his restaurant without warning, but didn't find any food in the kitchen.
That's a problem for a restaurant.
How popular was this restaurant if there was no food there? Anyway, so he melted cheese on tortillas and then sprinkled it with peppers. And there you go. Got your hit. For the less discerning consumer, samsclub.com offers 560 ounces of nacho cheese for the disturbingly low price.
How much?
Of $38.87.
For how many gallons of cheese?
That's 560 ounces. I don't know. You'd have to look that up and see what that is.
Considering that 8 ounces is a cup,
well,
we can...
Okay, yeah.
16 ounces.
There's more fun. There's nothing more fun than doing math on the radio. why don't you just go ahead and Google how many gallons is 560 ounces? Because that's what Google's for, is to teach us to be smart. But again, for only $38, and it probably comes in a paint bucket, you know? In a ginormous paint bucket. Hello? Hello. I say hi, you talk. Oh, never mind. Okay.
Maybe they called by mistake.
Could be. It could have been a butt dial. Could have been a butt dial. All right.
So, someone who actually calls us.
So how many gallons did we get?
I'm still digging. I
imagine it's just like the size they do in the band boosters.
Type in how many gallons in 560 ounces. Yeah, we can do that. So anyway, it would take 55 orders of Taco Bell nachos to get your daily recommended amount of vitamin C. Because, I mean, I think Taco Bell and vitamin C all the time. Hello.
128 ounces to a gallon, so 4.375.
Thank you. Thank you.
Holy cow, because that's exactly what I've got.
Oh, good luck. He's got an app. He's driving down the road at 75 miles an hour, and he got it faster than we did. Hello.
Hey, it's 4.375 gallons.
Thank you.
Okay. So 4 gallons. Thinking in gallons works for me.
Almost 4.5 gallons.
It scares me that people are doing math for us while they're driving. That really scares me. Hello.
To tell you why they didn't have any food, that was 1943 food rationing. And the reason it was named Victory is they renamed everything Victory in World War II.
Excellent. Thank you for the input. Excellent.
Wow, cool.
Thank you. You're exactly right. That's
and not
true.
Doing math, so even better.
Yeah. And by the way, in the war years, one year there was an NFL team that combined two cities, Chicago and St. Louis.
That's absolutely right.
Because they didn't have enough folks. Anyway, so 55 orders of Taco Bell nachos so that you can get your recommended daily allowance for vitamin C.
Why don't we talk about calcium or something that's actually in...
Well, by the way, that would also be 1,550% of your allowance for fat as well, so remember that. Imagine putting those two together. But what a delicious way to die of a heart attack, right? Yeah.
If you're going to go, go big.
Sure, and just don't overdo the chips, since the dark side of nacho cheese is all too real, as Michael David Mond discovered in 2005 when he was arrested naked, drunk, and covered in nacho cheese. Yeah, so there.
Oh my gosh.
And nacho cheese is apparently, according to one survey, the number one craving among pregnant women. Don't know.
I'm not pregnant, but I sure would like some.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Well, you know, it's Friday. That's good.
Yes. Hey, it would also take 55 Taco Bell nachos to make the 4.375 gallons of nacho
cheese. Yeah, you're right. Yes, exactly true. Oh.
It's neat how all that equates together.
It is. Don't eat nachos and drive, okay? I don't think it's safe. That's why God invented the famous bowl.
But
well, it's true.
I still want a famous bowl.
You still haven't had a famous bowl, have you? Life is full of small disappointments. Yeah, go ahead. Yes. Uh-huh. Cannabis is legal now in Washington
State. Speaking of Taco Bell.
I thought it was a perfect tie-in. So as a result, it is creating jobs. The New York Post said that state officials are preparing to create a new government position, a marijuana czar. The new appointee will act as the official pot consultant, informing leaders about the sale, use, and culture of the green stuff. Ideal candidate. Should lack motivation and be hungry all the time.
Wait, speaking of drugs, I read a police report yesterday, and someone was arrested for drugs within a school zone.
Okay.
But actually the drugs were in their house, and their house was built in a school zone. How do you feel about that? Is that fair?
Okay, was it an illegal drug?
Yeah, but...
Well, what has that got to do with anything, though?
I'm just saying, if it's in their house...
Yeah. Excuse me.
And they're arrested for having drugs in a school zone.
Stop.
But time
out,
house...
time out. Let's go back to the first question. Is it an illegal drug?
Yes.
Okay. Why is it in your home anyway?
I'm not saying it's good that it's in your home, but I'm saying, is it fair for someone to get
put
as in a school zone when it's in their own house in a school zone?
Absolutely. You, Cat McMullen, right of Attila the Hun, and you're asking me this question. Are you kidding? I mean... If it's an illegal substance...
It sounded kind of shiesty to me that instead of just being arrested for having an illegal substance, they're arrested for having an illegal substance in a school zone, but they can't really control that their house was built in a school zone.
Well, they don't have the drugs!
It's not like they're out at the school.
Kevin, did you hear that part where she said, if they're just arrested for the illegal substance? I mean, really? You shouldn't have it anyway. Isn't that rule number one?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I'm just saying, is it fair to... if their house is in the school
zone? Absolutely. Of course... Uh-oh. Sounds like we may have a burgeoning lawyer here. Thinking about going back to school to do that?
No. My dad tried to make me go to law school. It's not happening.
Okay. Hello.
Oh, that was kind of like taking Al Capone away for income tax. We got him one way or another.
That's it. Yeah, somehow, some way. Here's the good deal, though. If that person ends up in some sort of trouble and they have to give up their house, just think about that from a real estate standpoint. Being in a school zone is a very good thing.
Sure. The road to the NCAA Women's Final Four begins in College Station, and you can be a part of the action, cheering on today's stars.
Nice no-look underneath.
As they dazzle in dramatic fashion.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Experience it live at the first and second rounds of the 2013 NCAA Division I Women's Basketball Championship, March 23rd and 25th at Reed Arena in College Station, Texas. Hosted by Texas A&M University College Station. Adult all session tickets start at $25. Visit ncaa.com/tickets to make a date with champions.
As the weather starts to warm up, you're thinking about all those projects on your spring to-do list. But will you be powered up? If your riding mower won't start or your cordless drill isn't holding a charge like it used to, head to Interstate All Battery Center. We have the lawn and garden batteries to power your mowers and tractors, and our experts can replace or rebuild batteries for your power tools. At Interstate All Battery Center, we've got what you need to get the job done. Interstate All Battery Center, outrageously dependable. 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, or call 775-4293.
Hey, good morning. It's 725, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications in Business. For your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. High temperature today, about 67, and in fact, we're going to be in the lower 70s all the way through Tuesday of next week anyhow. We'll start next week with a slight chance of showers, but it'll be a spectacular weekend. Low each night will probably be in the upper 40s. And right now, the humidity is 76%. The winds are calm. We do have those fair skies, and it's 44 degrees.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928, Twin City Coffee Service.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Most cities would be honored to claim that one of America's most popular presidents spent part of his childhood there. Rinaldus Magnus grew up in Chicago. His parents moved to Hyde Park from Tampico, Illinois. They settled in a brownstone building where the only source of heat was a coin-operated gas lamp. Those were tough times. And times are about to get tough again for that building. In 2012, the Commission on Chicago Landmarks denied Reagan's home landmark status for some reason. Now the University of Chicago Medical Center has decided that the boyhood home of Rinaldus Magnus isn't worth saving. So they're moving ahead with plans to turn it into a parking lot. Now, consider these interesting coincidences. While chomping at the bit to destroy the Reagan home, the University of Chicago is lobbying very hard to host the presidential library of Barack Obama, who also has a house in Hyde Park. Consider that Michelle Mybelle Obama and Valerie Jarrett, Obama's right-hand man, are both former top executives of the University of Chicago Medical Center, and Obama was a lecturer at their law school for 12 years. Consider also who the mayor of the Windy City is, Rahm Emanuel, Obama's former chief of staff. Those opposed to the demolition of the Reagan home worry that it could end up as the parking lot for Obama's presidential library. Well, what a metaphor. Obama's attempting to bulldoze Reagan's legacy of limited government and flourishing liberty, so why not bulldoze his Chicago home, too?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
We lost a contract we really needed. Then we got turned down for a business loan. I had to know why. Turns out, most credible businesses have a D&B DUNS number that gets checked by many companies and the government before they'll do business with you. So I called Dun & Bradstreet Credibility Corp. They reviewed my company's credit file for free. I learned our file wasn't complete and had a poor rating. I also learned I could impact what my file says about my company.
Smart business people know how important it is to check their business credit scores. It's essential. Call Dun & Bradstreet Credibility Corp. now to get your business credit scores free. Learn how to impact your business credit scores and how that could help you get business loans, better payment terms, win big contracts, and attain the success you deserve. Call now to get your credit scores free. 888-55-PROFILE. That's 888-55-PROFILE. 888-55-PROFILE. Testimonial inspired by actual cases.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Bayinski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
WTOW News Time is 7:30. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by locally owned Paramount Property Analysts, providing quality real estate appraisals and consultations for more than 20 years. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. State representatives for Brazos and surrounding counties did well in committee assignments, announced yesterday by House Speaker Joe Strauss. Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station was named to the Environmental Regulation and Agriculture Committees, while John Rainey of Bryan will serve on Higher Education, Appropriations, and Government Administration.
I had asked for Appropriations and Higher Ed. I didn't know I was going to get House Administration, but that's a very good committee to serve on. You know, it just kind of runs the building and all those sort of things.
Trent Ashby of Lufkin, whose district includes Leon and Madison counties, joins Rainey on Appropriations and will also serve on Natural Resources. And Lois Colhorst of Brenham, whose district includes Grimes and Burleson counties, will chair Public Health and is also on the County Affairs Committee. The complete list is on our website at WTAW.com. An upcoming renovation of the landmark buildings at A&M will include historical renovation. President Bowen Lofton told the Board of Regents yesterday a committee overseeing the $11 million project at the Williams Building will include soliciting private funding to restore the rotunda.
The lighting in the rotunda and just the lack of cleaning of the details there really make it not reflective of the initial grandeur it had. So we hope over time not only to do the work that Mr. Wallace outlined to you, but also to, with private funds, be able to go in there and restore a great deal of character, especially to the rotunda of the building, which is historic and represents the true land-grant nature of Texas A&M.
Lofton has recently retired Professor of Architecture David Woodcock. He says recently retired Professor of Architecture David Woodcock has volunteered to assist in the restoration of the interior of the Williams Building. Public schools in College Station and Bryan are in the minority of Texas districts that don't use a curriculum system, which was slammed yesterday during a hearing held by the Senate Education Committee. C-Scope is designed to help teachers adhere to state requirements by offering web-based exams and lesson plans. A string of witnesses testified it promotes leftist ideology and locks teachers into a rigid curriculum. Officials said it's flexible enough for teachers to alter content to meet individual needs. C-Scope is used in 875 districts, but again, Bryan and College Station do not use that system. State officials are working out the bugs of implementing new procedures when drought conditions force some water permit holders to curtail or stop consumption.
There were two adjustments to an order nearly 3 months ago due to the drought, allowing Dow Chemical to continue its normal water consumption at the expense of junior permit holders in the Brazos River Basin, which includes Brazos and surrounding counties. At this week's meeting of the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, Commissioner Toby Baker of Austin called on staff to customize future orders, recognizing where the drought is not as severe.
We'd be better served putting those temporary streamflow provisions in the original suspension order, and so that way we don't have to come back and modify. Could we just do that as part of the original order.
For 70 years, Dow has had senior status. Dow officials withdrew its call made last week. A Dow representative at this week's meeting did not say if they were planning to exercise that right again. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
East of Dallas, a prosecutor who's a member of the Aggie class of 1977 was shot to death while walking to work yesterday morning. Assistant District Attorney Mark Hassey was shot multiple times while walking across the parking lot behind the courthouse annex. A lawyer who worked against but was friendly with Hassey, Eric Smenner, says his first thought was that the shooting was in retaliation for a case.
He was just a good guy to sit down and talk to. No, he was very willing to help if I needed something. Say I had a client who didn't have a bond, I needed the bond set, I could go to his office and he'd set everything aside and help me with it immediately.
Smenner says Hassey prosecuted defendants involved with organized crime and members of the Aryan Brotherhood. But Kaufman County Sheriff David Burns says an initial scan of recent cases prosecuted by Hassey came up empty.
There is nothing that we can come up with in the recent past that would rise to this level.
Hassey was also an assistant for Dallas County District Attorney Craig Watkins, whose claim that there had been an arrest was called a mistake by Kaufman County authorities. Two suspects remain at large. And the process of picking the jury in the latest Brazos County capital murder trial wrapped up yesterday. Seven men and seven women make up the 12 jurors and two alternates in a selection process that lasted almost a month. Stanley Robertson of College Station is accused of the August 2010 stabbing death of his ex-girlfriend's mother. Robertson's accused of kidnapping Annie Tolliver from the College Station Walmart. Her body was found in Fort Worth. Opening statements are scheduled for Monday morning. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 46 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25-plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
It's a whole new Februenni at Subway, our biggest footlong event of the year, and you can get any footlong for a song. Many regular footlongs are $5 footlongs, and we've got amazing $6 footlong specials too. Enjoy favorites like the turkey breast as $5 footlongs, and hearty subs like the steak and cheese as $6 footlong specials.
At Subway. Prices and participation may vary. Plus tax where applicable. Exclude Supreme subs. Additional charge for extras. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey, business owners, sales managers, marketers. Now, if your core business is serving other businesses, well, get ready for a game-changing free offer. Now, when you need better and customized leads for your sales team, try Hoovers. Now, Hoovers advanced technology helps you to locate the businesses that you most want as clients. Now, you get direct access to phone numbers, email, and contact information to key decision makers. You can build a targeted prospect and email list in just a few clicks. Get to arm your sales team with new prospects in minutes. Now, my friends at Hoovers are so confident that this tool can revolutionize your sales that they'd like to give you, my listeners, 50 free leads and a 24-hour free trial offer. Hoovers does not deal in consumer information, only business information. So if your prospects or your customers are businesses, Hoovers has what you need. Just call 878-LEADS. That's 878-LEADS and get your 50 free leads and 24-hour free trial right now at 878-LEADS. That's 878-LEADS.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
7:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
For today, skies will average up partly sunny. We'll see some occasional high mid-level clouds and temperatures into the mid-60s for this afternoon. Tonight, patchy clouds will be around and back around 45 to 50. It should be a warmer day on Saturday with at least partly sunny skies then and a low 70s expected. Clear skies in the 40s at night and sunshine and scattered clouds on Sunday at about 66 to 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And whereas Texas A&M...
It's not often that I start with "and whereas" as part of the sportscast.
And whereas.
Yeah. But as the A&M football team was in front of the university system yesterday and got some accolades.
The school board.
Yes, the school board.
Yeah.
We'll share that with you. Also, A&M women's basketball in a close one, but they did win, and we'll get to that for you here in about 12 minutes.
There you go. Famous Bowl.
Yeah?
Famous Bowl. I mean, you once again, you haven't had one yet.
KFC do delivery?
No. No, they don't.
Oh, you said that so emphatically.
But then here's the story of the guy who called KFC.
Can you take all those food items and pile them in a single bowl for me? And I'll just eat them like a death row prisoner on suicide watch. Yes, we can pile that in a bowl. But we can also arrange it on a plate like you're an adult with self-respect and dignity. There's no worry to put that in a single bowl. Just pile my food in a brown mound in a bowl. And is there a way that the bowl can play Pink Floyd's Great Gig in the Sky while I eat it alone?
Of course.
In my apartment at 2 in the morning with all the lights off and just... That's their most popular item. They can't keep them on the shelf. America has spoken. Pile my food in a bowl like I'm a dog. If there's any way you could put my dinner in a blender and liquefy it and then put it into a caulking gun and inject it into my femoral artery, that would be even better. But I know you don't have a lunch gun, so until you invent that, just make me a failure pile in a sadness bowl. That's what I want.
Yeah.
I want a failure pile in a sadness bowl.
Guy's name is Patton Oswalt.
Yeah, I didn't think he sounded like Al Franken.
No, that's not. But anyway, there you go. That's
that's always funny, though. Well, it just is.
I don't know.
Well, you know, one of the people here at the radio station, our chief engineer, prefers the brown gravy.
Oh,
I think, or the, I think.
Well, what different colors of gravy are there?
I think cream gravy comes with it.
Oh, cream gravy's nice.
Oh, sure. And at KFC, I think they're pretty much known for their cream gravy.
But brown gravy's
nice, too. You could travel from coast to coast. And I think I'd pretty much want to stop into a KFC so I could have their cream gravy.
Yeah, but cream gravy's better on either biscuits or steak fingers.
Well, they have biscuits there. Girl, when was the last time you were
boy,
there?
Boy, they don't have steak fingers.
She
what you
me
talking
a boy.
About? Well, you called me girl,
yes,
boy.
She did.
Golly. Wow.
Hey. We can bring it down to that level.
Oh, I didn't know that was
I mean, come on. I'm on.
There you go.
I'm from Grimes County. You watch out.
That's right. The first Super Bowl played indoors was Super Bowl 12 in 1978.
The Super Bowl.
Yeah, right, where they're playing this time. Except now it's the Mercedes-Benz Bowl.
Yes.
Do you think they're going to have maybe – do they have a mural in there of Katrina?
Oh.
I'm asking. Now, in 1978 was a special time that really kind of has a connection to our show here.
Really?
Well, yeah, because we went back, I don't know, this was years ago. This was probably 8 years ago. We went back and just kind of went through the different, if you go back to the 70s and Super Bowl and the kind of entertainment they had, and things were just kind of different back then.
Up with
then.
People.
Oh, sure, exactly. Up with People was a halftime entertainment. Also, like, I think one year it was the University of Arizona and the University of Michigan bands, Anita Bryant, Al Hurt, Tommy Loy, who played the trumpet at the Cowboys for years. He did that. But one of them, which was really kind of interesting, popped up there in Super Bowl XII. And it was the national anthem was done by Phyllis Kelly. And we didn't know who Phyllis Kelly was.
I don't either.
Phyllis Kelly sang along with the Northeast Louisiana State University Band.
One of the directional schools.
Exactly. And so we kind of went on a search that morning to try to find Phyllis Kelly. Because Phyllis Kelly was the 1978 Miss Louisiana.
Ah.
and little else since. So, again, it's probably about, I don't know, 2003, 2004, we're looking for Phyllis Kelly.
Huh.
I mean, we called Northeastern Louisiana State, whatever it is, directional school over there. I don't know if he's even called that anymore. They never heard of her. We thought maybe she was in the music department there now or something like that. We could not find Phyllis Kelly. We were at wit's end. We had gone, I don't know, 45 minutes looking for Phyllis Kelly. Finally, somebody called with a distinctly male voice and said, "Guys, this is Phyllis Kelly. I've been through some changes."
That was probably a joke.
It was. Yeah. It was.
She's got a Facebook page.
But, I know. But this guy, and I forget his name now. I don't know that he still lives here. I want to say it was Mike Quick, and if I'm wrong, I'm sorry. But and he would call us on Super Bowl Friday every once in a while saying, "It's Phyllis. Just want to let you know I'm doing okay."
Oh, my God.
So good. Let's do the show for a while. That's... That was our Phyllis Kelly story. But yeah, now I saw she has a Facebook page this morning, so I guess we could find her. She's probably living in a mobile home outside Anarene going,
yeah,
placing bets going, "Yes, I did sing the national anthem." So anyway. By the way, tomorrow, see, this is going to be overlooked, and this is really sad. Tomorrow is Groundhog Day. Everybody's going to be so focused on the National Football League World Championship game that we're going to skate right by Groundhog Day and almost not be noticed.
I'm going to pull out my old Bill Murray movie and have a hee-haw and good time.
It'll be the same
Shout
as the last
on
time
a famous
you watched
bowl
it.
Yeah, alone that's it. There at you go. 2 a.m.
Okay, in the darkened room. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, this all goes back to 1886. And I don't know, Punxsutawney, I guess, needed some reason to do this. And so a bunch of people will wander out there tomorrow. And as we've always conjectured, the fact is they've got so many television lights, of course he's going to see his shadow. He would see his shadow every time, right? So anyhow, sure. He's got this. Now he lives in a climate-controlled burrow at the Punxsutawney Library.
And it, so they, is that at Gobbler's Knob?
Yep, it is. And they drag him out. What?
"I'm from Grimes County, come on."
Yeah, I'm from Grimes County, come on. That's what she said. She's carrying the pride of Grimes County on her shoulders.
Sure am.
That's
you better
it.
Watch out.
All right, there we go. Well, anyhow, anyway, so what happens is they show this thing, I think it's tomorrow morning at 6:25, so I guess if you want to get up, it's probably 2 or 3 of the morning shows will have it for you. Just so that you know, scientific studies over a 60-year period show that groundhog's accuracy in forecasting the onset of spring is about 28%, which is the same as Bob. Oddly enough, the National Weather Service has a 31% accuracy, so...
Oh, so Bob Carroll is better than a groundhog?
Well, not by much. Hello?
"Yes, this is Phyllis Kelly.
Yeah.
And I'm from Grimes County, too."
So there.
That's not the real Phyllis Kelly.
How do you know? You didn't hear the original. It could have been.
He sounded too young.
Oh, is that it? Yeah.
If this happened in 1975 or 78 or whatever you said.
1978, yeah, right, which means she was probably born in 56. Which would make her...
No, I'm talking about the man who called in.
Well, no, Phyllis would be about 55. That guy didn't sound 55 to you? Or that person who called in?
No.
About 55?
Sounded younger.
Okay, well, not for sure. But anyway, we'll see how that works out for you. Massachusetts, a 5-year-old was threatened with suspension from an after-school program because he made a gun out of Legos. Oh,
are you?
For me.
That is just...
Sheila Cruz tells WBZ-TV up there in Boston that she received a written warning from the Hyannis West Elementary School because her son, Joseph, had been using toys inappropriately.
Well, if all they talk about is guns, what can they expect?
If he's got a gun, he wasn't Joseph. His name's Joey.
Yeah, but...
Hey, Joe, you got a gun!
Joey, hey, man, get over here with the Legos gun. Anyway, she said while she thought he was just being a kid, gosh, what are the chances of a 5-year-old just being a kid, school administrators called his action a threat.
Are you?
Well,
oh my gosh.
Of course they did. It was a threat. Hello.
I'll do you one better than that.
All right.
5-year-old kindergarten girl in Pennsylvania, 5 years old.
Oh, is that the one let out in handcuffs?
Could have been.
Okay, why? Why?
10 days suspension.
Yeah.
For threatening a classmate with her pink bubble blowing gun.
Yeah, well, we looked into that. We looked into that. The problem is it had a very large clip that allowed you to shoot 10 bubbles. That's how she got in trouble.
Do you know who defended this girl?
No, who?
A guy, the attorney's name is Ficky.
Okay.
And he is the greatest sports heckler of all time.
Oh, is that
right?
He
used to sit behind the bench of Washington Bullets games. Of course, they can't be the Bullets anymore.
No, they can't. No, not at all.
And every NBA player in the league knew this guy because he never shut up from start to finish.
And he's an attorney, by the
way. Well, he did get the girl from 10 days down to 2.
Oh, that's good.
Thanks. Yep.
Are you going to do anything on the football game today?
Are we ever?
Oh, are you?
We're talking advertising and gambling.
Perfect. Because they don't gamble. You know, the NFL games are not bet on. That's why the injury report has to be in by 4 o'clock on Friday.
I'll tell you what.
Right? Yeah.
Take away gambling and see what you've got in professional football.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, thanks. That's Clip Howard has a show on another station. Oh, here's a KFC tie-in just to make everything because, you know, all the planets should align, right?
Oh, yeah.
Lady in the U.K. had dinner at KFC and got hit with a $600 fine. Gosh, I would have thought there are better places to eat. And, well, I don't know. I mean, what's your favorite British food, right?
Ugly.
Well, what? Ugly. Okay, go ahead. What is it? What is your favorite British food?
Personally, I have several. I love Victoria sponge.
Okay, now see, what is a Victoria sponge? That really,
it's like
boy,
cake
I don't even know
with
where to go.
A creamy layer and a layer of some kind of jam. But as for foods, I love steak and ale pie.
You see,
it's
now,
good.
What's wrong with just steak and ale? Why do you have to bring a crust into it?
Oh, can you think of anything better?
Well, yeah.
A crusty,
without crust. Yeah, give me a
steak and a beer.
Steak simmered in ale.
Exactly.
Oh,
steak and a beer, and then you're going to bring crust into it?
Oh, it's good. Knock it till you've had
the only
it, man.
The thing that would make that better is if it was fried.
Yeah, hello.
Not to throw gas on the fire, but look up on the web. Working gun replicas made out of Legos.
Oh, well, okay. Who knew? CSI, we went to Mexico one time, and so it was like a prime rib. No, it was a filet, okay? Ordered the filet. That's fine. Bring the filet out. What they've done is they've pureed prunes, and they put it on top of it. I mean, see.
Well, that's your bad taste
well,
to order
I'm
that.
I'm just saying, though, but no, I didn't know they did that.
What's
I
that mean, have to like, do with England?
It has to do with steak and beer. You take something good and then screw it up with crust. Why would you do that?
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Two people were strolling along the beach, one blind, the other one not. The blind person stood amazed by the beauty. "How can you appreciate any of this?" the sighted person asked. The blind man responded, "Can't you feel the warmth of the sun or the sand between your toes? Can't you hear the crash of the ocean waves?" That conversation might make you wonder which of the two was truly blind. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. It's easy to feel pity for those who are physically disabled in some way. After all, life is even more of a challenge when faced from a wheelchair or without the benefit of sight or hearing. The problem is we often regard people with physical impediments as somehow different from us. They're disabled and we're not, but the truth is we all have our afflictions. A person free of physical ailments may be broken emotionally or relationally. Some people have full use of their arms and legs but struggle to connect with their spouse in a deep and meaningful way. Others have sight and hearing but can't develop a vibrant relationship with their kids. Helen Keller said, "The only thing worse than being blind is having sight but no vision." In many ways, that's the story of us all. Recognize that not all disabilities are physical. Acknowledging your emotional and relational brokenness is an important first step to bring healing into your life. To help your family thrive, go to focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:53. Texas A&M women's basketball took quite some time to get started last night. They were held scoreless for the first several minutes of the game. When they finally got it going, Courtney Walker matched her career high with 20 points on 10 of 13 shooting to lead number 16 Texas A&M to a hard-fought 60-52 win over Vanderbilt. Here's Coach Blair.
We made some adjustments at half. We said we're going to go inside. We're going to quit shooting the three ball. The last one that Peyton hit really opened up the game for us.
The Aggies, who are now 17-5 and 7-1 in the SEC, shot 71% in the second half en route to their 11th straight home win and fifth win in a row overall, maintaining hold on their tie for second place in the league standings with Idle, Kentucky. Both the Aggies and the Wildcats are one behind Tennessee.
We needed a close ball game. I said the only difference between this team, every close game we've been in this year, we have not been able to win. With four of our losses to top five teams all went down to the end. So maybe we got over the hurdle here, learning how to close out a team at the end and execute down the stretch.
The ladies will be back at it on Monday in Baton Rouge to take on the Tigers of LSU. Tip-off is set at 8 o'clock. And it's on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Texas A&M University System's Board of Regents yesterday authorized A&M President R. Bowen Lofton to negotiate and execute new employment contracts with Coach Sumlin and his assistant coaches as proposed by Director of Athletics Eric Hyman. Hyman stated, quote, "There is a lot of positive momentum across the campus, and this will help us continue that forward direction." A&M has reached agreements on key contractual terms such as compensation. The remaining contractual details are under review and with the contracts expected to be executed in the very near future. Item number 36 was moved up to number 3 at the System Regents last night. That was a presentation of a proclamation honoring the A&M football team. President R. Bowen Lofton read an abbreviated version of the proclamation. I've abbreviated it a little further.
And whereas the Texas A&M football team ranked in the top 15 nationally in rushing offense, passing offense, total offense, and scoring offense, and whereas the Texas A&M football team scored 572 points, rushed for 3,147 yards, and passed for 4,114 yards, breaking the SEC record with a total of 7,261 yards for the 2012 season.
And whereas you can hear and read the entire presentation on WTAW.com. Representing the team were defensive end Spencer Neely and running back Ben Molina. Representing the coaches was Director of Football Operations Justin Moore. The Baltimore Ravens were not happy with their practice facilities, which was the Tulane baseball field, and they said it was just too hard, so they picked up and moved the entire facility over to the Saints practice field. Super Bowl XLVII will kick off at 5:30 this Sunday, so get your honeydews done by then. Sad news for Caleb Moore, an innovative freestyle snowmobile rider, was hurt in a crash in the Winter X Games in Colorado, died yesterday. He was 25 years old. His death, the first in the 18-year history of the X Games. His family later said Moore of Croom, Texas, suffered a complication involving his brain. Turning now to the NBA, David Lee finished an assist short of a triple-double. Klay Thompson scored 27 points, and the Golden State Warriors beat the Mavs 100-97. This being Black History Month, unfortunately, we have to share this from ESPN.com. Three black former NFL coaches say the league needs to rethink its Rooney Rule for promoting minority hiring after 15 top vacancies by 8 head coaches and 7 general manager positions were filled by white candidates since the regular season ended a month ago. Quote, "I know the concept is good and something we need to do," said Tony Dungy, who was the first black coach to win the Super Bowl. "Obviously, it's not working, and it should." The Rooney Rule was implemented in 2003 and was named for Pittsburgh Steelers chairman Dan Rooney, who steadfastly pushed the league to require every team to interview at least one minority candidate every time there is a coaching or general manager opening. And finally, Phil Mickelson will have a sizable lead when the first round of the Phoenix Open resumes this morning. Mickelson came within a fraction of an inch of becoming just the sixth player in PGA Tour history to shoot a 59. He shot an 11 under 60. That puts him four shots above four other players. Lefty missed sinking a 25-foot birdie putt on his final hole for missing the record. That's your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards & More. And Awards & More does silk screening for t-shirts. Call 696-3886 or go to the website at awardsandmoreinc.com. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary Drive in Texas, across from Luby's.
Tired of leaving town to attend meetings? The Brazos County Expo is waiting to host your next event, located in the heart of the Brazos Valley and in the center of the Metropolitan Triangle. We can accommodate any size group up to a 2,500-person conference. Interested in a trade show? We can handle that too, up to 150 booths. Host your meetings right here at home at the Brazos County Expo. Let our experts help plan your next meeting. Visit BrazosCountyExpo.com. They're your meetings too. Bring it home to the Brazos County Expo.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Called Charles Culver at 775-292.